Welcome to the Atlanta News First podcast, where we cover breaking news, live events, and your community stories. Everything you need to stay in the know while on the go.
A slew of changes coming for Georgia parents who have kids in grade school. Governor Brian Kemp signed 7 education bills. One of the bills, a school choice bill. It will provide $6,500 a year for children living in school zones that are considered failing if families choose homeschooling or private schools. Another bill the government will sign requires schools to teach about the risks of social media and offer more funding for literacy programs. House Speaker John Burns, Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, and Governor Kemp delivered brief remarks about each bill shortly before the signing. Take a listen.
Beautiful day, and what a beautiful spot. You know, it's also a great day for the students and the teachers and the parents of this great state as well. Governor Kemp, I want to thank you for your leadership that's been so crucial to the future of our state. Thank you. Lieutenant Governor Jones, thank you for your partnership in helping to make today a reality. And to our House members that are gathered here and our Senate members, but especially to Pro Tem Jan Jones, Chairman Chris Irwin, and Chairman Todd Jones, thank you for your continuing support on this important issue. You know, I believe there's no greater policy initiative in our state has than the ability to affect real change. And that real change comes from education in our state. It is the cornerstone, the bedrock, the foundation of every future outcome that our state depends on for our citizens in the future. We can't talk about job creation. We can't talk about economic development. We can't talk about workforce. We can't even talk about public safety, or even something of great importance to every Georgian, that's health care, without making educational success the focus of our future. But you know, when it comes to education and education options, there are lots of opinions. Some folks say we should be doing more to invest in public education. Some will say we should do more to support teachers. Some will say we should be providing more options for parents in Georgia. This year, the Georgia House, in conjunction with the Senate and the Governor's Office, sent a clear message. Very clear message. We're going to do all of the above, and we've done just that. Once again, we fully funded QBE, supporting our public education systems. We've given teachers a raise over a few years now. I'll let someone else add up how much those raises are. We spent $100 million in school safety to make sure that our young people, our students, are safe in their schools. We've made and continue to make a huge investment in our pre-K system. We've expanded our career and technical education programs. And this year, we also took another major step forward to improve educational outcomes in Georgia. And that's why we're here today, one of the reasons. The Georgia Promise Scholarship Act, I believe, will have transformational impact on our education system in this state. And as we all know, the promise of that opportunity comes to us wherever you are in Georgia, regardless of your zip code, regardless of your color, regardless of your creed. Every child in this state should have the opportunity to get the very best possible. I think we all here, I know all of us up here, refuse to trap our children in failing schools any longer. And together we can and we will change lives and outcomes for the future generations of our state. And that's what matters. That, my friends, certainly is a promise that is worth keeping. I'm so very proud to be gathered here today with all of you. Just watch the governor sign this bill that so much over the last few years. a Georgian, and I want to ask the good Lord to continue to bless us with giving opportunities for Georgians. Thank you to all of you gathered here. Thank you to the people of Georgia. We're all going to benefit from the great success, the opportunities for parents. And I want to introduce a gentleman who's been a true champion for this proposition, giving the children of Georgia those opportunities. That's the Lieutenant Governor of this state of Georgia, Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones.
Thank you. Thank you, Speaker. Thank you very much, Speaker. I appreciate you and appreciate your leadership. Appreciate that wonderful introduction, and it will make my job a lot easier. But this is a great day. And as you can tell, education, it does not matter if you're Republican or Democrat or where you're from in this state. All of us, especially the ones on this stage today, believe in education and believe in education opportunities. And even though we might have a fierce debate on how we best deliver that, it's always nice to see everyone coming together and realizing that we need to do different things in education all the time, because it's, like I said, it's not party affiliation, it's not even us, it's all about family, Georgia families and Georgia children right here. And that's what's the most important to what we do here in the legislature. And I'm so proud of the Senate caucus, particularly Senator Greg Dolezal, who led on Senate Bill 233, which is something that he's been very passionate about. And some people will tell you that government can move slow. It wasn't just this year he started this legislation. He started it 6 years ago when he first got into the Senate. And so I appreciate his passion and his hard work to realizing that, sometimes things that are worthwhile take time. And he certainly put the time and effort into it. And I want to thank Senator Dolezal for that good work. So, thank you. We have made it a priority to put children and families first. That's the reason why we were the first body to create a children and families community, just to focus on issues like this. So while the two bills I'd like to highlight that I worked with Senate leadership and the Senate caucuses on was Senate Bill 233 and Senate Bill 351 that Senator Avin Attari brought together, because it was at dealing with online predators, dealing with online issues that all of us are very familiar with, who have, if you have children, even if you don't have children, you know of all the challenges that we have as parents and guardians and of trying to watch after our children and all the people who now have access to them because of the little device that every one of us have in our hand or our pocket right now at this time. And I want to thank him for his hard work on that legislation. We hope it will be meaningful. If it wasn't for the governor's leadership, if it wasn't for the speaker's leadership, we wouldn't have gotten this done. I think we've created a great partnership with the governor's office as well as the speaker's office, and finding a lot of things that we've been able to work on together. And this is one of them. All these bills that we're signing today couldn't have happened if we didn't have good cooperation, good leadership, and just good people to work with in general. So I want to thank their offices and their staff. I want to thank the House. Members of the General Assembly there in the House and both the Senate, and I want to thank our governor for not just leading on this issue, but so many others dealing with K-12 education, dealing with families, dealing with higher education, and I think I'm on the tour right now, with signing tour with the governor right now. So because there was a lot of great legislation that we got done together, we're very proud of. And couldn't do it without cooperation and leadership from both the House and the governor's office. So y'all please give Governor Kemp a warm welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Lieutenant Governor Jones. I was just thinking, hearing the remarks from you and Speaker Burns, that education is truly the great equalizer. the greatest first lady in the country, Marty Kemp, who's with us today, certainly understands that. And we are both proud to be standing here with so many advocates and leaders to celebrate a great but also historic day for Georgia students and their families. I want to again thank the Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker for their leadership, friendship, and just really camaraderie for a great legislative session. I want to thank the constitutional officers who are with us today, many legislators, including the Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones, who, like Senator Dolezal, has been a tireless champion of improving our classrooms during her years of dedicated service to our state. She's been a great leader. Leaders and members of just so many education organizations who worked each day to make our classrooms stronger and safer. But most of all, I just want to thank the students, families, and the teachers who are here with us this afternoon. We cannot thank you enough for your support and for what you are doing every single day to continue to make Georgia, in my opinion, the best state in the country to live, work, and raise our families. We know that the best gift we can give our next generation is a quality education that opens the doors for new opportunities. And that's why we have all prioritized at all levels and aspects of education in Georgia. This year alone, as the speaker was mentioning, we allocated more funds to K-12 education than ever before in the history of our state, doubling down on the record investments we've made in students in recent years. We also focused on improving literacy because we know good reading skills turn students into lifelong learners. We've increased the affordability of higher education, restoring hope to cover full tuition and expanding technical college opportunities. Speaker Burns, we've raised teacher pay by $9,500 in the last 5 years. And this year, we have furthered our work in providing school safety grants, making school security funding a permanent part of our yearly budgets. We've also passed significant measures in recent years to ensure parents play a leading role in their child's education, because we know it's not the government's role to dictate to families what the best choice is for their child. It is our job to support them in making that decision. These are just some of our recent successes, thanks to our strong partnership with the legislators like those that are standing with me today. Today, I will sign even more into law, starting with a bill that has been in the works literally for years, as the Lieutenant Governor was just talking about, and took the hard work of all those you see here today and many others throughout the state. SB 233, the Georgia Promise Scholarship Act, sponsored by Senator Greg Dolezal and carried in the House by Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones, will allow families from the lowest performing schools in our state to have greater choice in where their children learn, allowing money to flow to the student and pay for educational expenses at qualifying schools. I want to take a moment and thank the Speaker and the members of the House who worked so hard on this legislation, but also the Lieutenant Governor and Senator Dolezal for their work in seeing this legislation through after a fast start year before last to the finish line in the Senate. And to someone who has made this issue a key priority for years in conjunction with Senator Dolezal, and that is our Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones. She has worked tirelessly for our students, and this historic bill, one that had every obstacle possible thrown at it, is in thanks to a large part of her tireless efforts. She never wavered, and that is why I'll be able to sign this bill today. So thank you, Jan. I am grateful for that dedication because this legislation has always been about one thing, providing every Georgia child the opportunity to get the education that they deserve, to ensure that participating schools are living up to the to that promise that they must demonstrate their own sound financial footing and submit student performance data before enrolling students. And they must administer an Education Savings Authority approved assessment to ensure quality student performance. Additionally, this bill updates QBE weights to include the teacher salary increases over the next several years. It allows capital outlay funds to be used for pre-K facilities, empowers students to attend a public school outside of their residential area without needing the approval of the system that they are leaving, and increases the maximum tax credit for donations to the Georgia Foundation for Public Education by $10 million, with the requirement that all of these additional funds must go to schools performing in the lowest 25%. In short, this legislation breaks down barriers and opens doors for all Georgians to get the start that they need. In addition, I will sign HB 409, Addie's Law, sponsored by Representative Lauren Daniel and carried by Senator Rick Williams. By now, many of you have heard the heartbreaking story of the 8-year-old Addie Pierce, who was struck by a motorist as she boarded her school bus and lost her life. To help prevent any other family from having to experience this kind of loss, this bill directs school systems to consider not having bus stops where a student would have to cross a roadway with a speed limit equal to or greater than 40 miles an hour. It also increases the penalty for passing a stopped school bus to $1,000. Signing this bill is just one more way we are taking action to protect young people and to honor Addie. Next, I'll sign HB 318, sponsored by Representative Scott Hilton and carried by Senator Shelley Echols, which helps strengthen our charter school system. It moves the Office of Charter School Compliance to the State Charter Schools Commission and allows them to assist local districts in their role as charter school authorizers. It also allows school districts to have more time in planning for how they utilize low-wealth capital outlay grants. Additionally, I will sign House Bill 1122, again sponsored by Representative Scott Hilton and carried in the Senate by Chairman Matt Brass. This bill provides further resources for state charter schools and clarifies who can serve on charter school boards. Together, these bills further strengthen an essential component of our public education system that we are committed to supporting. Next, I'll sign Senate Bill 464, sponsored by Senator Clint Dixon and carried by Representative Bethany Ballard in the House. Building on previous work to support our teachers, this legislation creates school supplies for teachers program to help teachers who purchase school supplies online. It also builds on our efforts to promote literacy by further solidifying the state's Literacy Council's work and standardizing screeners. I will then sign SB 395, Wesley's Law, sponsored again by Senator Clint Dixon and carried by Representative Derek McCollum in the House. This bill will help save lives by ensuring schools and certain government buildings maintain a supply of opioid overdose emergency treatments like Narcan. The unfortunate reality is our young people are on the front lines of the opioid epidemic, and we must do all that we can to help fight this evil. We will not let the lives lost like Wesley's be in vain. We will keep taking steps like this one to ensure no one else loses their life to addiction, especially in our schools. Further protecting our young Georgians, I will then sign SB 351, sponsored by Senator Jason Anavatarte and carried in the House by Representative Scott Hilton. This bill requires the Department of Education and local boards to adopt policies on social media, cyberbullying, and internet usage, as the Lieutenant Governor spoke about earlier. It also requires social media companies to verify that their users are at least 16 years of age or older, and requires younger users to have parental approval. Finally, it requires websites that focus mainly on explicit material to verify that their users are at least 18 years of old. As social media has taken on more and more room in our young people's lives, we have seen increases in mental health struggles and other negative behaviors and attitudes. We cannot continue to sit by and do nothing as young Georgians develop addictions and disorder and suffer at the hands of online antagonists. I'm proud to sign this bill and put Georgians' children first above all else. Each of these bills works toward a common goal, ensuring that our next generation can grow up and have the opportunity to succeed in our great state. These are never easy issues to tackle when it comes to the well-being of our children, but I know no matter our differences, we are all working to do what is best for them. I'm proud to sign these bills and take that important step in achieving that goal. And I'm grateful for all those who are here today and across the state who have poured countless hours into making them a reality. Thank you, God bless you, and let's sign these bills.
You've just been listening to Atlanta News First. For more on this story, download the Atlanta News First app.